It's something that's not usually top of mind for content creators, but is of critical importance.
Whether they're recording in the field, in a studio setting, on a film set, or alone in their homes, how can our creators build a safety-first culture?
As the saying goes, all accidents are preventable. So buckle up, strap in, and keep your heads on the swivel as we shine a spotlight on safety.
Hello, and welcome to First Frame, where creators come for answers. Brought to you by Tell a Story Hive. I'm Jennifer Park.
And I'm Cameron Zinger. On this season of the podcast, we're diving into practical and ethical challenges facing Canadian content creators in 2026.
With insights from emerging creators, seasoned pros, and industry insiders, it's our goal to give you clear and actionable advice you can use right now.
Canadian content creators need a podcast to call home. This is it.
When you're creating content, it's easy to get caught up in the exciting stuff, the filming, the editing, the thrill of sharing your work. But safety doesn't always get the attention it deserves.
Totally. It's one of those things that can take a backseat to other priorities. And I don't mean helmets and cones on set. I mean thinking ahead so that nobody gets hurt and your work will stay on track.
Exactly. So today we're going to talk about how to make safety part of your process, whether you're on a set, in the field, or shooting TikTok videos in your home. And to help us do that, I'm excited to introduce Dorian Mash, Regional Safety Advisor at AxSafe Safety Association. Dorian, welcome to First Frame. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. Really excited to be here. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, looking forward to the conversation. So Dorian, before we jump into that conversation, how about you provide us a little bit about your background? So people who maybe aren't familiar with AxSafe, what's it all about and what's your role there?
My background itself is very diverse. I've actually come from a very high risk emergency response background industry. I was a firefighter for 15 years, developed a big kind of safety backing within that with incident safety and dealing with critical incidences. And when I had to step away from that field, I decided, hey, I love arts and entertainment. I'd kind of been working in there part-time through the last probably 16 years as well. I thought, why not amalgamate the two and bring all my safety knowledge into a field that I was also passionate about? So of course, one of the first places that led me was AxSafe. And it's an amazing organization. It's a health and safety association that is literally here to help creators be safer, right? Be more proactive. So when you're speaking about that in the intro and talking about, hey, it's more than just cones, it really is. There's a lot that goes into it. And it really allows the whole creative process to thrive, right? People often look at safety as a barrier, but AxSafe and myself, we're here to allow you to create safely and take some of that thought away from it, give you the tools to do it.
Well, we feel safer already having you here. I'm excited to dive in and learn a little bit more. So let's get to some of the serious stuff. We all know we're supposed to have a safety mindset when we're at work, but what exactly does that mean to you?
This is something that every safety professional really strives for, right? We want to take safety at work and not have it be a reactive kind of pathological state. I'm sure there's people with stories from some of their first jobs or working on some maybe trades crews or something like that where, you know, hey, as long as we don't get hurt, doesn't matter. As long as nobody sees us doing this unsafe thing, doesn't matter. We want to get away from that and we want to move it along to what they call proactive and then eventually generative. And really what I'm trying to promote and what I'm trying to get everybody on board is what they call an interdependent safety culture. And that's a huge badge to wear. Not a lot of workplaces, not a lot of organizations can actually get to the interdependent state. But I think with arts and entertainment, because we are so passionate already about what we're doing and people are so interested in what they're creating and who they're working with, I think they want to keep doing it and they want to be safe and they want it to turn out. They don't want to have any hiccups and things like that. So I really think we can get to that state and I can talk more about what that even means, right?
So what do you think are the leading risk factors then or causes of injury for our creators currently?
What we actually are seeing is a lot of overexertion, and I'm sure a lot of our creators and a lot of your past guests can really speak to that. Not only overexertion on your body, overexertion on your mental as mm-hmm. well, right? And great first season episode, really diving into that burnout piece, because you know that is something that's really, really prevalent in our industry. A lot of contributing factors there. So great one to speak about. But then again, also falls and slips, trips and falls, and whether it be from the same level or from elevation. And what I really want to highlight with that is the fall from elevation piece, because maybe a slip, trip and fall from the same elevation, your injury level, it's going to be fairly minor. The impact isn't going to be too catastrophic. But when we look at all of our people out there creating on mountaintops and at the top of, you know, buildings, and maybe, you know, shout out to some of the live entertainment creators and things like that, working in ceilings and rigging and mm-hmm. Even on some sets, right, where you're working off of lifts and things like that. You can think of the injury that could happen there, like a fall from an elevation at those heights is really catastrophic. If it doesn't fatally injure them, it'll be a serious injury where they won't be able to return to work. So we are trying to attack those areas. And that's really my subject matter expertise. I do have a large rigging background. And so that's really where I'm going with my career and where I'm trying to take AxeSafe as well. And there's going to be a lot coming out in years to come on how we can be safer in that realm.
And thank you so much for bringing that up, Dorian, because I think, you know, in the work that we do, we're working with new and emerging creators. So they're not in the safety space. Maybe they're not thinking about it. Maybe it was something important, you know, with a past employer or things like that. But I really don't think that it's top of mind when creators start creating content, especially if there's someone that has started creating content on their own at home by themselves. So I'm wondering if you can tell us maybe a little bit about some of the risky situations that you've encountered in your own experience or in this role.
Oh yeah, nice. looking for those juicy safety details. I like it. Yeah, you know, I listened to the podcast last season, and it's a shout out back to, I believe, your optimizing budget mm-hmm. episode. And you had a gentleman on there speaking about a take they had to do multiple times with falling trees, right?
Yes.
And I find that really funny, because at the end of that conversation, he said, you know, at the end of the day, it didn't even matter. Like that was such a small piece of that entire production. And he mentioned in there, oh my God, the tree fell multiple times and it was close to damaging camera, and it fell not in the way that we wanted it to, and it could have had a near miss situation and things like that. I want to build on top of that idea and that story and think, like, everything you're thinking is, you know, a must do for your production or for your creation, oftentimes it's not as big as you think it is. So you need to kind of go into that entire idea with, like, first, ick, is this safe? Because there's likely a different way to do it, or a better way to do it, or it's the fact that you maybe don't even need it to start with. Let's, like, really peel back on some of those high risk activities that are likely costing you money, right? And possibly costing you injuries and safety. So shout out to that story, because I think that kind of stuff happens all the time, whether it be falling trees or the use of different equipment that people aren't familiar with, or, like, you know, we got to film this shot at the top of this mountain on the very edge of the cliff. Like, that's the only way it's going to look good, right? And it's like, you don't. You can get a little bit more technical and creative with the way that you set up that scene, where you don't need to put yourself in those risky situations, right?
So have a vision and a backup vision.
Yes. Yes.
Where do you commonly see creators making mistakes or cutting corners when it comes to their productions?
With people just getting in, new creators, they don't have a team, right? They've likely accessed, you know, grants, or they're working with StoryHive because they have a story they want to tell, but don't have the money to do it. And then that same mindset lets them get in this place where, hey, I have to be the one that does everything.
Right.
This is all on me, or maybe my small group of people that have agreed, or that I can pay to do this particular creation. And they take it all on themselves, or put people in roles and spaces that shouldn't be there, or have never had experience doing those types of things. So if these creations are happening and you're feeling like it's all on you to get this particular scene or set done, or, you know, get this particular creation off the ground, you can reach out to me. I'm a free resource for you. I'm a safety advisor that's literally waiting in the wings to offer knowledge and even do site visits. Like, I'll come, I'll do tech surveys, I'll walk locations, I'll stand on set for the better part of a day to, you know, make sure that everything you are doing is safe and by regulation and things like that. I have an email that I'm like constantly on answering, you know, safety regulation questions, or just straight up chit-chatting back and forth on better ways to figure out how you're going to put that scene together. You know, that's what I'm here to do for you.
So I have just one last question though. When in the process should I start even thinking about this? Like, should it be the moment I have an idea about creating a piece of content, or is it a couple weeks before I start filming? When should I start even thinking about safety on set and stuff like that?
We're trying to be proactive. So there is never too early to start thinking about it, right? You know, when you start generating an idea or you have a story you want to tell, you should really be identifying some of the maybe danger areas of that story. You know, if your story is about skydiving, well, then clearly you need to identify the risks in telling that story. There might be, you know, actual skydiving involved and actual planes in use and a certain amount of risk, right? So every time you create idea or you have a pitch, you should be factoring in safety as soon as you have that idea, right? Okay, where are going to be my pitfalls, and, you know, what are going to be some things that I'm going to maybe have to hire out or maybe get support on or get advice on? And because, again, there's people waiting to give you information, and there's safety advisors, and there's WorkSafe BC as well, who will give you a rundown on regulation. There's no point too soon to start thinking about safety, to start laying out safety plans, get templates together that AcSafe provides and resources, and get yourself a good idea of what you're going to be running into. So.
Next up, it's time for the fun part of the podcast. At least Jen and I think it's the fun part. And we're going to try a new wrinkle on our 1 minute mentor segment.
So in honor of your official job title, we're going to call it 1 minute advisor. So in 60 seconds or less, can you share the best piece of advice you've ever been given about safety?
Okay, yeah. So safety. What you got to think about right away is being proactive. We've been talking about it all podcast. That is the first place to start. You are supposed to be a visionary for what is about to happen, right? A prophet of safety. So think of any possible outcome when you're creating, when you're filming, whatever it may be. Think of all of those like crazy stories that you see in those creations, in the movies, right? Of things that could happen, and start planning to react to those, right? You don't want to react to them once they've happened. You want to plan ahead of that. So, you know, emergency response, you better have an idea of what to do. Don't rewrite the safety wheel. I have tons of resources for you on the AcSafe website. I got tons of more content coming out and projects that we're all working on as a team. You don't need to do it on your own. We have it already made for you. You just got to download it, print it, talk to me. I'm there for you. So.
That's awesome. Thank you. Great advice. And a little bit later, we'll get into some of the resources pieces that we can chat with a little bit more.
Now we want to dig into the strategies for our creators that they can actually take away to use to improve the safety of their productions. What are the top protocols or precautions you would recommend?
So the first place I always direct people is to WorkSafe BC. In Alberta, that would be WorkSafe Alberta, right? What you want to be doing is you want to go to their website. They have searchable regulation on there. And if you happen to be filming or creating in a space that's like an airport or maybe at a height, right? You can type that in. It'll start spitting out all the regulation around those types of things. From there, what you want to do is start using some of the already made resources to combat, you know, those areas. And a great example of this is like, hey, if you are working at heights and you type that in, it's going to let you know, hey, you got to actually have a fall protection plan in place of how you're going to be proactive and how you're going to respond to a fall from height. And we have a resource already made up, a template. All you got to do is fill out the blanks and boom, you have that piece checked off of your production, right? Yeah, there's going to be some other things you maybe need to consider. You know, you got to, you know, buy maybe a couple pieces of material or some safety gear to facilitate that fall protection plan. But at least the planning stage of it and how it's going to work on your production is already figured out.
It's great that they can go and get those resources, especially for, you know, situations that they maybe haven't filmed in before. And you've talked about having an emergency response plan. And obviously, incredibly important to do that. But maybe you can chat about that a little more for our viewers and listeners and maybe provide some insights as to what do they need to think about and also include in that emergency response plan.
So when you start thinking about emergency response, there's a lot of pieces you need to consider. You know, when you're talking about muster points, that's great. Everybody can, you know, find a safe space that we have to get to. But how are you going to get to that muster point? What are going to be some of your egress and access routes? You know, who's going to lead that entire emergency response, right?
Right.
Direct crew, maybe evacuate the area, you know, talk with the fire officials, things like that. Like if you ever get involved in some of these incidences, there's going to be a lot of people that start showing up at your creation and going, hey, what happened here? How did this turn out? Where was your emergency response plan in all of this, right? Another part of that is definitely considering the safety of yourself and others. And a big piece that people often overlook is that first aid piece, right? I love to shout out to the first aid regulations that just changed in November of 2024. It really highlighted the need for more first aid attendants on site, mm-hmm. To have the right gear, the right people, to have AEDs present, right? So you need to take a look at your production and look at your creation. And yeah, even if it's a small team, how are those people protected? If somebody happens to get an injury or have a heart attack while you're creating, how are you going to respond to that? And who's going to be the one on site to take those steps, right? There's other things out there that seem to be very hot topics, you know, violence prevention. So what you want to do with that is actually get your crew trained. There's a lot of free trainings out there on maybe how you de-escalate situations, how you approach a violence prevention plan. And then looking into emotional intelligence, it's really popular as well. So I do recommend in some of the anybody's free time, whether it be in the arts and entertainment industry, but anybody in the world, find yourself some emotional intelligence training and work on that, because it's really develops you a bit more to deal with a lot of these situations that come up while you're creating and being safe.
And I think it's really important for anyone who's creating to think about. And I know it within the StoryHive sort of ecosystem, a lot of our creators are brand new. They're emerging. They're not working necessarily with unionized actors or crew members or things like that. Oftentimes they're using volunteers, family members, and friends. So it's definitely not always going to be their main focus. So it's really great to sort of think about. And thank you for sharing some of the things that they would want to make sure are included.
So if I'm a creator and something does go wrong on set, what's my responsibility?
Yeah, that's a great question. It is essentially opening up a can of worms here. I could talk about this for hours, but what you're speaking to is due diligence, right? When you are the creator and you maybe have people that you're hiring or maybe they're volunteers, the minute that you start instructing, directing, or controlling people, you have now become their supervisor, whether you're paying for them or not, whether there's somebody above you, maybe there's even, you know, a production company, it doesn't matter. You have become a supervisor of those people as soon as you start instructing, directing, or controlling. What does that mean for you in due diligence? I mean, down the road, if, God forbid, something serious did happen, the investigation process is going to point out the fact that you were the supervisor and you should have had a plan in place, or you should have known well ahead of time of these risks and hazards that maybe some of the cast and crew were going to experience. And in the event that it does go into a court case or something of that nature, you could be held liable, right?
Okay.
It's worrisome, yes, right? But there are ways to definitely combat that. Again, it's following regulation, it's using a safety advisor, it's consulting other productions or other creators on what they did, what have they done before to make sure that everybody is safe. Again, shout out to the community piece, because you do want to start engaging everybody else in the industry and work as a team on something like that.
And that's really important advice. And sort of my mindset is thinking, you know, our creators that are working on a set or are out interviewing at a location, whether they're in a restaurant, a coffee shop, a park, things like that. But then what advice would you have for creators who work alone? And I'm thinking sort of like, you know, the digital content creator space where maybe they're at home, they're all by themselves, they've got that high output, going back to what you said at the beginning, you know, that burnout, they're tired and things like that. What advice are we going to give to those people?
You should never be alone. So if you are a digital content creator, you are creating alone. Yes, that makes sense. But you should have at least somebody looking out for you, right? So whether you set it up to be your significant other or your mom or some friends and family or something of that nature who can check in with you and also audit your process a little bit, right? It's always helpful to get a second set of eyes on something. And you know, you're never alone. Get somebody else that you know to come with you for the day when you're creating. Hey, can you just come take a look at like how I do this and how's my mental state? And you do think, is this a safe space to be doing this in? I'm sure there's lots of friends and family that would come and help you do that. So I definitely say exercise that option. If you don't have anybody, I recommend doing some check-ins with yourself. Putting it into your schedule, you know, put safety right onto the calendar, right? Maybe you start every Monday morning with like doing a worksite inspection of your office, doing an inspection on yourself, taking a mindful minute or 5 minutes every day to go, am I in the headspace to create today? Have I done it too many days in a row? Is it stressing me out? You know, have I taken all the right steps to make this creation, you know, as smooth as possible? Is there going to be anything that like sends the stress level up or maybe possibly sends the risk level up? And identify those at the start of every day.
So whether you're working alone then, or you're working with a large group, like a large production team, and you want to put together a creator safety kit, what should you include in that kit?
You definitely want to start with the bare bones of an occupational health and safety manual. Now, you might not be working in a large enough organization where you're legally required to have one of those, but at least starting one will allow you to start identifying some of the areas you're going. Without getting in the weeds of what an occupational health and safety program is and talking about it too much, it's really just a table of contents of resources and plans to approach different things. So if you happen to be filming in a space that needs traffic control, if you happen to be filming in a space that's working at heights, if you happen to be filming in a space that is in the middle of the forest and there might be wildlife concerns, it's a manual, it's a kit chock full of resources for those particular, you know, sets and scenes and things like that. You want to have those readily available because, you know, if you're filming in the middle of the wilderness and you don't have data and you don't have access to the resources, the best thing you can do is have that preparation piece done, right? And that's really what that occupational health and safety manual is. Aside from that, I would definitely also start overtraining yourself. You know, people really, you know, minimize on the amount of training that they're doing. They think, oh, I'm just going to get the safety awareness done and I'm just going to grab my low level occupational first aid. And I'm just going to, you know, maybe take an introductory course on how to use a camera jib or something of that nature. And then realize down the road, like, wow, this is not enough. I need more information on this topic. So in those down times when you're not creating, start identifying where you need extra training. And start thinking about how risky it is and attacking those areas first. Third, I'd probably say, again, a team of people or at least a community or friends and family to support you on the journey, laying out a bit of a plan on where you're going and what you're creating, how you're going to achieve those certain goals and things like that, and adding in those check-in pieces that I was talking about.
Now, Dorian, you've shared sort of a number of different things from your emergency response plan to having your safety kit, retraining, sort of the whole shebang. But if creators are feeling overwhelmed with all of the advice that we're giving them today, if they were to make one small change tomorrow that would make their work instantly safer, what would that one thing be?
Yeah, it's going to be adopting that interdependent generative safety culture mindset. As soon as you fully sign up to being an advocate for health and safety, it's going to work itself into everything that you do, right? So I would start with that proactive piece. When you're creating or you've thought of an idea, then think of what it would take to do it safely. And once you have that mindset, it's going to start guiding you in the right direction. Your entire way that you approach a project or an idea mm-hmm. will change because you know the limitations. You can kind of see where you might get hung up, or you might be running into some safety concerns, or maybe, again, budget constraints because you need to do it in such a way that it would be out of control, right? So take a look at proactive safety culture. I think that's the best place to start with that one.
I guess the hope is that it eventually just becomes second nature, and it's always that one thing you think about in planning right off the bat.
100%, 100%.
Well, Dorian, this has been such a valuable conversation for our creators. Really hoping that they start to put this at, you know, front and center as part of their plans as they're creating content. But before we say goodbye, what is the best way for creators to get in touch with you or ActSafe in general?
I got so much more I could talk about, you know, just scratching the surface on some of these safety things that we brought up, right? So if anything today was a little unclear, you want some elaboration, I'd love to be contacted. I would say first start with the ActSafe website. So that's actsafe.ca. And take a look at definitely our program templates, our resources, everything we have on there, our training, our courses. If you don't find what you're looking for on there, or it's not quite answering your question, reach out to me. I'm going to go ahead and give you my email right now. I'm your resource. It's dorianmash@actsafe.ca. If you're in creating in the interior, I'll be your go-to. We do have other safety advisors out there working in the Lower Mainland, working on the island. So if you're creating in those respective areas, email might change, but you can definitely reach out to me anytime and I can redirect you to those places.
Thank you so much, Dorian, for putting yourself out there and letting our listeners reach out to you directly and stuff like that. This has been really great. So thanks again for being a part of First Frame. We really appreciated having you here today.
Thank you. It's been great.
Welcome. Now I definitely know why the expression safety first is so important. This conversation really highlighted for me the importance of thinking about this right at the very start, not being one of those people of, it's too late. Now we've have an issue. Now we've had an accident. Now somebody's gotten hurt. Really forward thinking just to make sure that you're safe if you're working alone, or that you and your entire cast, crew, et cetera, is safe while you're filming. What was your biggest takeaway from today?
I think for me, it's that it should be something that you're thinking about right up front. So like, I sort of simplified it in my own head as like, when I get in my car, the first thing I do is put on my seatbelt, and that's safety mm-hmm. to me. And so like when we start thinking about productions, you should be thinking the same way, like safety first, before I even turn on the car, before I even start filming, what is it that I need to make sure that I'm safe? And for me, like I said, I simplified it with the seatbelt in my car. Make sure that you have those same safety precautions or safety things in place that you need to ensure that the people on set are safe as well before you start filming.
That's such a great analogy because, you know, after decades of driving, it's second nature. You don't even think of it anymore. That's it for this episode of First Frame, brought to you by Telestory Hive. Thanks so much to our viewers and listeners for joining us today.
Please hit follow so you don't miss a single thing. And if you'd like to learn more about how Telestory Hive can help you along your content creation journey, check out storyhive.com.
Until next time, I'm Jennifer Park.
And I'm Cameron Zinger, and that's a wrap.